And now, why not keep those hands together as we give it up for a Lost River Sessions Live as we welcome Caroline Spence.
Thank you. I loved Eva's answer about where her songs came from. I thought that was amazing, and I thought it was honest, and I could relate. last night. Fill that tank up one more time and pull on in the hotel Amarillo with a bottle of wine. Now I got no one to sleep on the other half of this king size bed, but that lady still gave me two keys when I checked in. Now I wish that didn't make me think about how you've been spending your time. Glad I pulled on in the hotel Amarillo with this bag. Thank you. That song's basically a 100% true story. It was written in a hotel room in Amarillo, Texas, and I truly do not remember the hotel chain. It was not very memorable at all. And the wine that I ordered to come with my finest of Amarillo's local cuisine, delivery Chinese, to the hotel room, aided in the song, but not in the remembering of the hotel chain. Right. I'll play y'all a little love song before I get too worried. It's called All the Beds I've Made. Of all the beds I've made, this is the hardest to leave. All the world is cold out there without your arms around me. Lying here with you, I don't need no sleep. Oh, but when I close my eyes, all my dreams are sweet. And there's no wrong side to get up on. No ghost keeping me awake. Honey, this love's gonna make up for all the beds I've made. Of all the beds I've made, I messed up a few. Lies tangled up like sheets, all sorts of shades of blue. And I'd line them so long, thought to get up on. No ghost keeping me awake. Honey, this love's gone. Make up for all the beds I've made. And good love is easy, like falling asleep. It'll take you to get up on. No ghost keeping me awake. Honey, this love's gone. Make up for all the bids I've made. Honey, this love's gone. Thank you so much. And those last three songs you heard are off my new record. It came out a little bit less than 2 weeks ago. So these are one of the first stops on the little release tour. It's called Spades and Roses. And it feels good for it to be out in the world and for me to be singing for y'all tonight. Right now you just look like a big black blob with some pretty lights going back, but I'm sure you look wonderful. And you on the radio, you look beautiful today. Yeah, let's give him a hand. So I live in Nashville, Tennessee. So we're practically neighbors. I always forget how close we are to one another. I've lived there for, about 5 years or so. And I love it. I have a lot of really wonderful and talented friends that keep me going. And we keep each other going. And, one of my really, really good friends is actually going to be here. I think they said March 20th. Her name is Kelsey Walden, and she's going to be here for one of these concerts, and she is fantastic. And if I can do anything to put butts in the seats here for Kelsey, I will. But she's fantastic. She's like a little fiery, just she writes her butt off, and she sounds like Loretta Lynn, for lack of a better comparison. But not like that's not a great comparison, but she's awesome. Anyway, I wrote this song after discovering that not all people in Nashville love songs the way I do. And I think that songs are this beautiful format in which we can put our truth into the world and have it seem universal. And when people don't take it seriously or decide to write about tailgate parties, sometimes I get a little disheartened. So that's kind of where this next song comes from. It's no offense to anybody, but it's called Whiskey Watered Down. Yeah. the bottom of an empty glass. And there's one like you on every corner of this town. And 11 years like drinking whiskey watered down. 'Cause nothing
listening to Caroline Spence live from the Capital Arts Center in Bowling Green on Lost River Sessions on WKU Public Radio.
Dan Parks up here playing guitar with me. Isn't he something? Dan and I go way back. But yeah, I was telling Dan today, I'm 27 and I wrote that song when I was 22 or 23, and I think my voice is changing, guys. I think I heard that happens to women when they get older, but I'm starting to. I used to not be able to hit the whiskey water down, and now I can't hit the chorus. The chorus is what I'm struggling with these days, and I'm like, oh no, I'm feeling like Peter Brady on the radio. I forget the song they sing. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I'm growing. I'm a growing girl. I learned that today. let's see here. I wrote a set list. That doesn't always happen. I thought I'd make it easier on Dan that way. So I don't need to explain to a room of people from Kentucky the double, the two sides of the coin of the phrase, bless your heart. I feel like y'all might know something about that. Okay. Sorry, radio, if you didn't know what that sound was, it wasn't me cracking my knuckles, it was my water bottle. I just realized that was a weird sound out of context. Yeah, this one's called Bless Your Heart, and it's about kind of wanting the best for someone but not actually wanting the best for them at all. All right.
Pain, you'd think could
that would make us strangers, that want the best for you all the same. So bless your heart if it's breaking. Bless your soul. That road that you are taking, I hope you can settle down with the dust. Now that last song was the last track on my first record, which is called Somehow, and we made it in Nashville, and on the record, a fellow named Andrew Combs sings the harmony on that song, and he's a really amazing songwriter. If y'all haven't heard him, he's incredible. And fellow who engineered that record and who sang harmony on it is a fellow named Anderson East. Yeah, oh my gosh, yay! I love that people know who he is now because he is so good. Back then, we were calling him Mike. but he's really incredible, and he engineered that record and convinced him to sing harmonies on like 70% of it. After I heard him in the control room, I was like, get in there. So I think he sang on Whiskey Watered Down on the record. So that was a really fun little chapter of my life. This next one, I think we actually tried to record this next one for that record, but it just didn't stick. However we did it over again for this new one. Just a silly little love song. It's like upbeat, but it's pretty sad. I was trying to, you know, fool people into thinking I was a, you know, rocker or whatever. Am I fooling you guys? No, I don't think so. One,
If I had a dollar every time I thought of you, I'd get rich so quick I wouldn't know what to do. If I had a nickel every time you crossed my mind, make a dollar so quick, just leave all of my worries behind. But if I can't have you, I'll just be sinking like a penny in the wishing well. And if I can't have you, I'll just be wasting all my pennies in the wishing well. Penny in the wishing well. I don't make money and I don't make sense. Just shit when you could buy a car with all the quarters I spent in the jukebox, playing our song again and again. Cause if I can't have you, I'll just be sinking like a penny in the wishing well. And if I can't have you, I'll just be wasting all my pennies in the wishing well. Penny in the wishing well. Take a chance, make a splash. One of these days a stony throw is gonna leave a ripple that lasts. One day it's gonna last. But if I can't have you, I'll just be sinking like a penny in the wishing well. And if I can't have you, I'll just be wasting all my pennies in the wishing well. And if I can't have you, I'll just be sinking like a penny in the wishing well. And if I can't have you, I'll just be wasting all my pennies in the wishing well. Penny in the wishing well.
So much. What a beautiful place to play music. This is a really nice theater that y'all have here. This is really special to, I don't always get to play the theaters, you know, I'm still in my rock club phase. So I appreciate it, and I appreciate Nate on sound, on monitors up here, making me sound good at myself. Thank you. And thank you to Darius for having me. We've only known each other in person for about 12 hours, like you said, but I've known him on email for so much longer. I feel like I know him, you know? All right, I'm tuning into this tricky tuning that I hope I can get out of later. Cool. Warning, here comes that weird water bottle sound again, radio friends. Sorry. I'm going to try that one more time. My tuner's being a little... It's acting its age. Can we give a hand to Eva Ross one more time, y'all? I know I'm not that much older than her, but there's no way in heck I would be able to get up here and play this kind of theater at 22. So she's awesome and brave, and I think she's gonna do good things. All right, now my tuner listened. All right, you ready, Dan? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Thank you.
Something's gonna spark, and it's hard to put out that fire in your heart. But darling, here we go now. Your wish is my command.
So Dan played, I think, acoustic guitar and mandolin and some other stuff on my first record. Mr. Dan Parks up here. And I was just remembering, we cut that song on the first day of recording, and I still was really jittery. I hadn't really done fancy records. We made my, EP at my friend's dining room table, and we were doing, a real record in a real studio, and I was feeling antsy. And we went down... That whole song is a band for the first time, and Dan, Dan's a very soft-spoken gentleman, and he doesn't mince his, he chooses wisely what he adds to a conversation. He's that kind of friend. And so when Dan said in the talkback mic, "Well, that's a song," at the end of the first take, I felt like $1 million. I just remember that. I was like, "Oh, Dan likes it. He really likes it." It meant a lot. I just remembered that. It made me feel less nervous. All right. This next one is also on that first record. figured we've never met before, I'll give you a little dose of what I have to offer today. This is the opening track, and it's a little traveling lament. And I have do you guys have meemaws? I know you have meemaws in Kentucky. That was a dumb question. I have a meemaw. I never say my grandmother because it's just not an intimate enough description, but my meemaw, when I've played this song, she's like, Caroline, I love that Trains Cry song, but you need to enunciate better. And which is kind of what she says about everything, but she's like, you need to say, like, trains cry. And so now I'm, like, in my head. Y'all are going to, like, watch my mouth, make sure I enunciate the chorus, but it's in my head now. I usually take Meemaw's advice, and not always musically, because she's like, you know, she plays my demos that I made when I was 15 and was like, you should play that song now. And I'm like, no. If someone has $10,000, maybe I will play that, Meemaw. But this is Trains Cry.
I know how to hit the road. I know how to go it alone down some turn it around.
Thank you. I'm trying tune and talk. Let's see. Record. I do have some copies for sale. There's a wonderful student named Jordan out there that will handle all that for y'all. If you are listening on the radio, my name is Caroline Spence, and you can find me online. I'm Googleable at this point. There is a Canadian Caroline Spence, though, y'all. She is my arch nemesis / best friend, and I've known about her since MySpace. You know, so we go way back. Yeah. So I finally got an email from her sometime when I was in college, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, it's happening. And someone had been trying to get in touch with me, but had contacted her. And she was like, if you're ever in Canada, come up and do a double Caroline Spence tour. And I was like, whoa. But we look a little bit different. But I showed up to a house concert, which is when you like play in someone's backyard living room. They're really fun. But the guy like booked me. He knew who I was. But I showed up, and the poster was one picture of me and one picture of Canadian Caroline. It's like, really, man? You couldn't figure out which one I was? All right. Anyway, what's up, girl? Hope you're doing well. All right. This next song took me a while to write. It kind of existed in a variety of forms. I tried to write an essay, I tried to write a poem. I had a lot of tweet drafts that were the seeds of this song. I decided not to send out and into the world. And I was worried, you know, I'm not necessarily a political songwriter. I play folk music, but I feel weird saying I play folk music because usually folk music takes a stand. And anyway, this is a song I wrote about being a girl, being a woman. Anyway, it's called Softball. Someone always laughs when I say that. I love it. Let me just tune real quick. This little old Gibby. My guitar's name is Cheryl, you guys. Oh my gosh, Cheryl. Cheryl's who will tell us to shut up when we need to shut up. Yeah, Cheryl. Anyway, this is called Softball. Ha ha. Now work all day,
Boys Club. 78 cents on the dollar. Some girls bow their heads or just bow out. But I can't help but wanna holler. Still saying, hey, coach, won't you put me?
Listening to Caroline Spence live from the Capital Arts Center in Bowling Green on Lost River Sessions on WKU Public Radio.
You know, it's like maybe the second verse will be totally wrong. I'll have to change the stats. But yeah, all right. I got a couple more for y'all. This next song is called Slow Dancer, and I wrote it with a friend of mine named Stephanie Lambring, who is one of my favorite people to write songs with. And it's about trying not to fall in love with someone because you're stubborn and scared, and then, you know, getting caught up in that, you know, beautiful little dance we do. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Same old bar, same old stools. I'm used to following. Same. First date, arm's length, nice try, no thanks. I think I better get going. Oh, but how do you do it? I'm lost in the music. I'm floating around like there's nothing to. Turn me into a slow dancer. You turn me into a slow dancer.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight, showing up. If you're on the radio, we got one more song left. If you're in the audience, we got two more. I thought I'd give you a little bonus for getting out of your house on a Thursday night. You know, it's hard to, you know, we've got everything we need at our fingertips these days. It's so easy to not go to the gig. But as a musician who travels and that's my job, I really appreciate when you show up. And give me someone to play for. So y'all are really awesome. Even though I can't see you. But you look like so majestic in the lights. So good. Anyway, my name's Caroline Spence. And this last song I wrote on New Year's Eve I think it was 2 years ago. And made me late to a party. And I finished it on New Year's Day. And I like to play it at the end of my sets because it kind of puts me back in my body and makes me feel grateful to do what I do. And, not everyone gets to do what they're most passionate about every day. And I feel really grateful and I don't take it lightly. And at the end of the day, not to say my own song title, but I can't complain. And that's what this song is called. I really can't complain. There's that water bottle sound one last time. All right.
I've had flat tires and bad ideas, and I've been there when I should have been here. And I've been burned in the sunshine, I've been stuck out in the rain. But after all, I can't complain. I been caught red-handed. I've been caught off guard. I've been caught watching the grass grow greener in the neighbor's yard. Now I've got a to-do list the size of Spain. But after all, I can't complain. Yeah, 'cause if I die tomorrow, they'll find me with a roof over my head. There is a chance there was eloquence in the very last words I said. It's all love and it's all pain. But after all, I can't complain. And I have drank till I forgot. And I have taken the impossible half-court shot. Yeah, I've lived large and I've loved in vain. But can't complain. Yeah, 'cause if I die tomorrow, they'll find me with a roof over my head. There is a chance it was eloquence in the very last words I said. It's all love and it's all pain. But after all, I can't.
Thank you guys.